Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
It is Wednesday, July 10, 2024. Thank you for downloading. If this podcast sounds a little bit weird, well, it's because I'm driving right now. Yes, never podcast and drive, kids. It can only lead to tragedy and heartbreak. I've got my Rode NT Connect headset on with the microphone, and it's going into my laptop in the front seat as I drive frantically all the way from Grand Geneva Resort down near the Illinois border up to Lake Country, far west of Wisconsin, not far west, but the near west Lake Country suburbs, to go be part of the Dachshunds minor league, low minor league, I guess it's low A ball or independent league ball, to be part of their night, promotional night, where we're going to watch major league after the game itself. The game starts at 6:30. The movie won't start for 2 hours and 45 minutes after the game, so you do the math on that. If I'm lucky, I will get out of the stadium at the end of Major League at 11:15 p.m., hustle back to my apartment, get 5 quick hours of sleep, turn right around, go back to the studio, and do another radio show on Wednesday morning. Why? Why would I agree to all this? Because I'm a sucker. Because I've yet to learn the power of the most powerful two-letter word in the English language. You guys know what it is, right? Go ahead. I see a lot of hands coming up. No. Why is it that a lot of us, most of us, I would argue, are so afraid to tell somebody no? Whether it's a family member or a loved one or your boss or anyone. No, I can't do that. Or no, that's too much. I wanted to do this promotion to see Major League with some listeners and make it a thing. The idea was, hey, we'll do it after a ball game. Not really planning out, okay, how long will the game take? Then how long is the movie? What time is the game? How hot is it going to be? It's a warm day here in Wisconsin. Warm and humid, no question about it. Not nearly as bad as it is in D.C. I've got the navigation barking at me right now. Air conditioning is on. You might be able to hear some of that air conditioning. There might be cutouts as well. I don't know the audio quality whatsoever. It may suck ass. You may say never, ever, ever do this again. And I will be a victim of my own high standards. My own standards of audio. Okay, turn right here and then head north. Okay. Anyway, no. I should have said no to at least one or two of these things along the way, including this client golf outing, which I was happy to be a part of, in theory, although not on the same day. I've got to drive an hour from here to there and still be outside and still be hot and sweaty and be tired, have a lesser show on Wednesday. But hey, I said yes. I didn't say no. Could have said no, didn't say no. All of us can learn to say no every now and then. I'm going to try to do that because this was too fucking much. All right, Charge is now calling me via FaceTime audio. Let's see if I accept here without it going off the road. Charge, how are you?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. Can you hear the car sound effects?
I don't really hear anything.
Really?
That's a smooth, quiet ride.
Oh, yeah.
What car is this?
This would be the Grand Cherokee Overland Edition, courtesy of the Rustero Automotive Group, for whom sponsors my show and are very kind to provide me a vehicle while I'm here in Wisconsin. So this is amazing, people. I've got the Rode NTH100M headset with microphone on. I'm in the car. I've got my laptop Bluetooth, what do you call it? Link to the internet, to my phone. Internet, what do they call that? Boomerang, handshaked, come on.
I don't know, Bluetooth, you know, you're Bluetooth connected. I don't know.
To get internet off your phone onto your computer, you call hotspot.
Oh,
hotspot.
Yeah, you've got
right.
A hotspot, yeah.
I've hotspot my laptop, and I'm now accepting Charge's FaceTime audio call on the laptop and running it through the Rode Connect software, which is a virtual mixer, on my laptop and recording to my laptop today's podcast.
Unbelievable. If this all goes right, if we get through this whole thing and nothing goes wrong, it will be a tribute to your personal grasp of technology, which is far greater than I ever would have guessed, honestly.
I would not have
assumed you could pull this off.
It's something for sure, but let's just, before we start you-know-whatting our you-know-whats, as they said in Pulp Fiction, let's just see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Now, for what people can't, I can see right now, I'm sitting, your phone's camera is, or your laptop's camera is propped up in the passenger seat, and I'm looking at you in profile at, from you're in the driver's seat. I can see trees going by. This is an amazing stuff.
Hey,
right here.
Hey, hit record on your phone in case I crash and flip. It'll make the news.
Great point. I'm hitting it.
All right, so you're gonna have to drive the bus on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I'm driving a car. I don't have the handy topics in my mind in front of me, but as always, you're prepared. Now, I want to give you guys listening Charge's line of the year, which if it were a measured home run blast, it would be 473 feet to the upper deck. Charge reached out to me and said, hey, are you using that Oculus Quest headset that I had bought over Christmas time? And I said, no. In fact, I loaned it, permanent loan, until I asked for it back to my nephew, Luke, who's looking for a job right now after graduating from Penn State. But I said, why? And you said, I will pay cash for it if you're not using it. You're looking to get one at a good price, lightly used. But you also said you wanted my sweat stink still in the face piece because you're a weirdo.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
That.
Yes, yeah, okay. That's right. You may not clean the head rack down there.
So I said to Charge, I go, Charge, I don't take money from my best friends. You're not getting money. As soon as I get the headset back from my nephew, which is an undetermined time, I've got to figure a weekend. My wife and I are going up to Philly to see him, probably in the next month. I said, I'll get the headset back and I'll send it right to you. And then whenever you're done, whether it's 1 month or 1 year or forever, send it back. And Charge said, that's really kind of you. Thank you very much. I said, okay, now when are we at a podcast? And I asked, is 9 o'clock too late? And Charge's line, 476 feet to the upper deck, was, I will unmount my wife at 8:59 p.m. for a VR headset for free. Bam! And it's gone! Deep to right! Wow, what a blast! So you would actually do that, which is, I mean, it'd be a hell of a thing to have to explain to your wife at 8:59. Excuse me, I gotta go. I'm cutting out right now. You said book the third hour separately?
Yeah, we just booked the third hour.
Book the third hour.
Yeah, it was so far outside of your realm of understanding.
Standing. It didn't compute. Right. What I was saying. Third hour of what, right. For God's sake?
Now, had I said third minute, you'd have been on that.
See, okay. I'm glad you swerved into this topic. Let's talk about things in life that need to go at a certain pace for them to be enjoyable. Okay? Today was our company, our station's corporate outing for our clients and advertisers. Very nice golf course. Happy to be a part of it. Not so happy that we played in 5 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh.
Now, one of the guys on our text thread, when I said, boy, we're going slow today, he said, still beats working. And I said, with all due respect, it doesn't. Because the amount of work that you or I, Charge, or anyone who's a working man has to get done in the course of a given week, it is the work. Like, it has to get done by hook or by crook at some point or another. Like this podcast in a car. I would rather get that work done and then go play golf at a more proper pace. Because 5:20 is too long. Golf should be 4 hours even, if you're any good, 4.5 if you're bad and just taking your time. 5:20 is too long. And the problem is, it gets to be too much interruptus. And so I compared it to, you know, you say, well, I'm still playing golf for free on a nice course. Why should I complain? You complain because if you were having sex with a beautiful woman and you could go 1 minute and then, okay, stop, now pull out. You got to stand and wait for 2 minutes. Okay, now you have another minute of the sex. Would you say that's still fun? Answer, no. No, golf needs to be a continuous flow, much like sex should be a continuous flow.
The end of an NBA basketball game.
Oh.
You've got all this action leading up to the final, you know, like, 90 seconds of the game with the game on the line. It's flow, it's back and forth, it's points, it's three-pointer, it's a rebound, it's rushing down the court. And then at the end of the game, the teams are going to use the remaining 4 timeouts each to inbound the ball, slow everything down, stop the game. We're going to take free throws, and it undermines the whole tempo of the game. Everything that you – all the drama and everything else gets undermined in the final few minutes because the tempo and the pace is severely interrupted.
It's all about the pacing in a lot of things in life. This is why the pitch clock has been so wildly popular by most people in baseball. It fixed the pace problem in baseball immediately. The pace had gotten to be too much. So we need to do this and a lot of other things in life, but don't even get me started on that. So before we get into where you are right now and what you're doing, because Church is at a very special place right now, I want to ask this question: if what I saw today on social media was real, because everything is fake nowadays, and I hate getting set up and fooled and tricked into things.
Yeah.
Question, Church: has Caleb Williams still not signed his rookie deal with the Bears?
As far as I know, he has. I had not heard that he hadn't.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't surprise me. If you want to believe, you know, all.
Can you look that up real quick, just while we're here? Just do a quick Google on it if you could. I mean, I'm driving. I got navigation on my phone. I've got my watch, you know, vibrating navigation to my wrist. I've got you hotspotted to my laptop. I got a headset on. There's cones. There is the state flower of Wisconsin, which is the orange construction barrel. They call it the state flower because it crops up every spring and lasts all summer long. I saw this today, and
although it'd be a great way to go, how did they die?
Yeah.
Well, he was trying
to get a podcast in.
FaceTime Charge, record his podcast and look up the status of Caleb Williams' rookie contract.
Right. So the graphic I saw was a quote from Caleb saying, "I know what I'm worth." Like, hey man, it's not enough for me. And I'm like, hey dipshit, do you know how the salary cap and the CBA works? Nobody holds out anymore. It's not even a thing. Everyone just gets slotted.
He hasn't signed it yet. But what he does, there's no, you know, the CBA has set slotting for all of this.
I know. Even the 1-1. So, guess
he's
what?
He's got no leverage. He has no leverage.
Right. What's he going to do? Where is he going to go? Like, who was the last guy? I think the last guy to hold out in the NFL was Joey Bosa with the Chargers. Does that sound about right?
That does sound about right. But now they've cranked up the fines, Dave. The fines.
They have.
They're staggering. It's like $50,000 a day, something like that. By the way, the Bears also have not been able to sign their other first-round draft pick, Roma Dunze, with like pick 8 in the draft. So he's unsigned as well. So they don't have either of their first two draft picks signed.
I mean, camp's open in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It'll get done, probably. I just need to know the quote, if the quote is accurate, of him saying, "I know what I'm worth." Because, oh my God, what a douchebag. You know, this is one thing that can unite me and you as a Viking fan and as a transplanted Packer fan. Hatred of the Bears. This guy, I hope he fucking ruins this franchise. Right?
Here's the thing. Now, Packer fans have a, you know, 100-year history of hating the Bears.
I know.
But the Bears have been irrelevant for like our entire, you know,
I know.
'85.
I know. But I mean, don't you as a Viking fan also hate, who do you hate more, the Lions, the Bears? Forget the Packers. Now, we know you hate the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers. It would be the order in the of rivalry for Viking fans in the NFC, Zabe, is Packers number 1. Number 2, Packers. Number 3, Packers, and then don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Ha ha. I get it. Just be honest. Who do you hate more, the Bears or the Lions?
The Bears.
Okay. All right. Well, so, yeah, if this guy is as big of an entitled douchebag as he appears to be at times, with his painted fucking fingernails, oh my God, it'll be glorious to see.
Unbelievable. I have not seen that quote. I just Googled that particular quote.
Okay.
Nothing's coming back on that. So
all right.
Let's put that as a maybe. I know what I'm worth. Here's the thing. You don't even know if you can play quarterback in the NFL. You think you can, but we don't have any reason to think that's the case.
Right.
Maybe, but
as a Packer fan, I should pipe down, because you know who else has not signed a new deal is Jordan Love.
Yeah, your quarterback.
And Jordan Love, if he's going to really press hard, could reset the whole market even further upwards from Joe Burrow. Oh, speaking of Joe Burrow, let's tackle this idea he had. He was on Barstool's, pardon my take, and said he would love to see the NFL go to 18 weeks, 18 games. What? No.
No. We don't need a longer football
season. Oh, okay. Hold on. So you're saying no, that you disagree, not that he didn't say that. Okay, good.
He said it.
Oh, yeah. He said, I want eight. He said, if it was me, I'd do 18 games with two bye weeks and the Pro Bowl in the 1 week, which the entire league is off in the middle of the season. And he says he thinks guys would participate. A, he's fucking high. They wouldn't. B, you want to shut down the NFL for a weekend in the middle of the year? You fucking crazy? What are we going to do that weekend, you dummy? No!
Watch basketball?
No! There's still college. No. There's still college for it. No! The NFL doesn't stop. Doesn't stop. Never. No stopping. No down weeks in the NFL. What a horrible, shitty idea. Do you know the crack that would provide to wives and girlfriends that don't like football all over the country to say, oh, well, here's the week the NFL is shut down. We can go here and do this and see insert relative here. Fuck that! No, we're not stopping shit. Dumb idea. Also, dumb idea. Hey, Joe, this is the biggest chip you and your union have in your pocket with the owners, who are billionaires. You're just millionaires. They're billionaires. Stop fucking playing with that chip. Like, huh, you want it? We might just give it to you. God, he is, for a guy who's smart, he's pretty dumb. Pretty dumb.
Well, keep in mind, here's the nuance lost in this. He's not saying we should play more games. He is saying
Oh, I see. So the extra bye week, okay. Well,
yes,
fine.
That's the key difference here.
Is true. Okay, fair enough. However, any concession towards the owners is a chip. Stop talking about this. Joey, you're handsome. You're a great player. Stop talking. Keep rehabbing. Stop talking. And let me know if I should take you in the first round of my fantasy league. Charge, should I or should I not?
No. He'll go like third round, fourth round in there. Here's the thing on Burrow. This hand. Internet doctors say the hand injury he suffered is like lifelong, and it will affect his strength forever.
What?
Doesn't mean that he can't be a good quarterback, but they are saying that this thing, you know, it was a worst case scenario type injury that he suffered. And that it could have significant lingering effects.
Refresh my memory. He banged his thumb on a helmet on a follow-through and dislocated sprained some tendons?
Yeah, it was a tendon injury of some kind. I don't remember how he got it. That sounds
Remember when they tried to hide it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was as bad as the Democrats' current attempts to hide Biden's dementia. Not working. Not for anybody.
It's not working. Nobody's buying it.
So,
nobody is buying
so it. No stopping the league in the middle of the season. And did you say you think that people would participate, players would, in a Pro Bowl that's midseason? Why?
Oh, no. The players will have nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
But the players will have nothing to do with the Pro Bowl in the middle of the year. They're beaten. They're haggard. As you mentioned, all, you know, their wives, their girlfriends are all going to expect to go jet off to St. Martin, whatever, right? So that's not happening. But do I personally like the idea of getting a 1 week a break in the action in the middle
Charge.
Of my 6 month grind?
Oh, Charge.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, Charge.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Come on, man. I'm so disappointed in you. Come on. Has the NFL, has your job become so onerous you need that break?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Dave, nobody's complaining about their job in the fantasy football industry. I understand I can't do that.
I know.
But you do need to understand it's full tilt from late July until real into January.
I know.
To some degree.
But guess
That's
what?
A long
if,
time.
Listen, if they did go dark, if the whole league went dark for a week in the middle of the season, I can assure you, you'd still have to do shit. People would still be bugging you about, is my guy going to be ready to come back from injury after this dark week? Is this, should I make this trade? You'll still be bogged down. You ain't getting away nowhere for nothing. You're in country.
I'm going to be in isolation chamber with my veins pumping full of,
ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca or whatever.
I
will revel in that.
Have you heard my proposal for an 18-game schedule?
No, bring it.
It's 18 games, but each player on a roster can only play a max of 16 games. Think of the juiciness of when you choose to sit starting quarterback X or running back Y or wide receiver Z.
Here's why this will never happen. Somebody buys tickets to go see, you know, pick a game, right? Jets versus Buccaneers.
And they don't get Aaron Rodgers. They get who's the dipshit backup to him now?
Well, who is it now?
That's a good question.
Who is behind him now? I know it, but it's not.
I understand your argument, but Charge, in the NBA, there's little Jimmys and Timmys and Sallys that routinely buy tickets for their one chance to see Steph Curry as he's on an extended East Coast swing with the Warriors.
And then he's a healthy scratch.
And there was even a kid that held up a sign at a game that was like, boo-hoo, I traveled all this way just to see so-and-so. And they, like, gave him a signed pair of autographed shoes and tickets to a game. And I'm like, how do you know he's telling the truth? Fuck that kid. You take your chances. That league, the NBA, is full of guys who take the night off for no reason. I don't think the NFL would miss a beat. Players routinely miss a game or two. So that's how I would position it if I'm the owners to the players, saying, look.
That happens constantly in the NBA.
It's a watering down of the 110-proof whiskey that the NFL is. A little splash of water so your dad doesn't know that you and your high school buddies have been sipping at it at night when he's in bed. That's the way to do it.
The difference here, though, same. The NBA plays 82 games.
So the NFL would play 18? 18 weeks, 18 games that count, only can play 16 as a player. That's why the rosters are 53. Somebody else is going to step up. In fact, if somebody did the research on the number of teams and what's the typical percentage of 17 out of 17 starters, I bet it's very low. I bet most teams average no more than 7 players that play 17 of 17. That's a research project for a Zabecast listener with too much time on his hands and wants a genuine, bona fide, certified Zabecast hat, courtesy of the Zabecast shop. Now selling Hawk to a merchandise.
Somebody with an account at Pro Football Reference can be able to figure that out. By the way, Tyrod Taylor is your backup to Aaron Rodgers now.
Ugh.
So there's that. Well, hey, that's a step better than what they had last year.
By the way,
Wisconsin fans know all too well Tim Boyle.
By the way, I am on County Road LO out in the middle of Wisconsin. I should have been rolling cameras on this podcast of both me, you, and the road. Oh, Roadcast. Yes.
There you go. The Roadcast.
If you could see where I was right now, you'd be like, holy shit, you're really out there. Do you know where you're going? And I'll be like, no, but my GPS says it knows where we're going. So
I hear it chime in every now and again in the background.
Right.
Great.
Okay, so you're at the fabulous Circa in Las Vegas, Nevada as we speak. How is it?
I was there last week. This week, my floors, you may recall, my floors got damaged when I had a leak in the water hose that ran to my refrigerator.
Right.
And so I urge people periodically, just pull your fridge out, make sure this isn't happening to you, and you don't find out about it drip, drip, drip until like a month later,
right.
And all your boards are all warping and everything, yeah. Because it's got to be so severe that it gets out from under the refrigerator and it's warping the boards and going, yeah, down through your floors and all,
hey,
that other stuff.
By the way, I had a golf buddy who had a flood at 4 a.m. in his bathroom on the third floor, woke up to find his toilet had disconnected, water gushing everywhere. It went through chandeliers all the way down through the kitchen, the powder room downstairs, into the basement. He said by the time he got to the basement, there were plastic Halloween pumpkins floating in his basement.
Yes. Oh my God. That is horrific.
He heard the water, he heard water running in the middle of the night and thought that could be nothing, but it could be something. And holy shit, was it something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good thing he got up at 4 a.m. because he heard it.
So anyway, back to your floors. So as people may know.
Yep. So I've got this. So they're redoing the floors. And that means I got to get out of the house for a whole week because they got to replace the flooring. They've got to sand the floors. They got to refinish the floors. The varnish has to set. I can't put the dogs on the floors. You can't get dust on, all that stuff. So I'm out for a whole week. So we're in the camper. That's the long and short of it. I'm in the camper in suburban Minnesota. That's all that matters.
you're just in the burbs. Where's your shower and water and toilet hookup?
That's right. I'm 4.5 minutes from a Starbucks, but I am technically camping.
Where are you showering? Starbucks?
Well,
the YMCA?
No, the campsites have showers, Dave.
You're at a campsite in the burbs.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
I'm not just like on a street in the suburbs. I'm at a campsite, yes.
I passed two people on horses. I kid you not. That's where.
And are they Amish? You.
No, they're not Amish. There's a farm here on now Highway 67. Elkhorn Road. I guarantee you somebody listening from Wisconsin be like, oh, you're on Highway Low and then you went up Elkhorn. I got it. I know exactly where that
is. You know exactly. Yeah. Maybe the guy on the horse is a listener.
All right. So you went to Circa last week. Did my boy Aaron Oster, who is their director of sports marketing, hook you up?
No, I didn't even, I don't even know.
You got to meet Aaron. Aaron's doing great work out there and he needs to meet you. Anyway, he used to work at 980 in D.C. He's doing great out there at Circa. So,
what do you think?
I understand that ripped Derek Stevens, the owner, ripped out the existing Jumbotron in the sports book, which was one of the wonders of the world, because he wanted to make it bigger, better, higher resolution. Amazing.
So Circa, and I'd heard this before, but hadn't experienced it really firsthand. I'd gone through it very quickly once before, but I actually stayed there. The sports book, this is basically the whole casino, Dave, is if you and I just sat down and designed a casino from scratch and said, I want to finally make a casino where the sports book isn't a total afterthought in some little corner with four places to sit and nothing to do. And you are, they value the.
At the next stop sign.
Oh, come on, internet.
Casino customers more than they.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, good. We're back, I think. I see you, and I
yes.
hear you just fine.
Okay, yes. Keynote customers. So, go ahead. Yes. They, yes, the sports book there is amazing because you're up on this upper level, like the third floor of the casino. And there's tables and there's gaming tables and slot machines and whatnot. And then you wander over to the left edge of the casino and the stadium or the sports book viewing area drops off like in a canyon, a 30-foot yeah. canyon in front of these ginormous screens in high definition. It's breathtaking. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And Derek Stevens said, "Meh, not good enough." I love that guy.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, Zabe, the one of the great things about it is it's not like there's just separate TVs that can only, you know, like they've got a, I don't call it a 200-inch TV. It's not like that. They can reconfigure and repanel any screen to any size.
Yep.
They can show you live odds over here and then flip that area over to TV. They can do, I mean, you can do anything with it. And so whatever's happening that's important in that moment gets more or less dynamically changing screens, and it's all in glorious high def. For those of us that know the difference, it's beautiful screens, the integrity, the pixel count, it's so good. So the
I would say it's like digital television Tetris. They can maneuver yes. the pieces and chunks and squares in any way they want. You want to combine four together for a bigger view of the game that's the big game on Sunday night? Click of a button. You want to put live odds over here on these two screens? Boom, click of a button. You want a whole bunch of smaller screens with a bunch of games like for March Madness? Boom, click of a button.
I love it. I love it. And so much seating, right? That thing seats, Circus Sportsbook seats, I don't know, 500? I mean, they care. They cater to us.
And
it's
yet,
fantastic.
And yet, during football season and March Madness, the minimum spend to reserve a table is—it's a lot. It's thousands, I believe, for a four-hour chunk. They want you to minimum spend on food and beverage.
Yeah. Well, and that brings me to the cabana. So, I got the cabana out at their swimming pool. Now, you've
right.
probably seen pictures of the swimming pool.
Stadium there. Swim, it's, which is another giant outdoor set of TV screens visible in the Vegas desert brightest of afternoon light, which is no small feat. And then there's just a step-stared layering of pools and cabanas
yes.
and pool decks to lay out on, drink your drink, have your fun, and keep an eye on the games. Amazing.
Exactly. It is amazing. And so my cabana had a food and beverage minimum on a random Tuesday. This is a random, this last Tuesday. Random Tuesday, so a week ago today is recording. Would you care to guess the food and beverage minimum on a Tuesday afternoon? Stadium swim. The only sports on were Euro soccer.
I mean, they shouldn't have any minimum, but I'm going to say it was probably $100.
$750.
What? you're breaking up on me, Charge, as I am cruising down County Road DR. I thought you said $750, as in $750, and that can't be right. What was the minimum again for the cabana?
$750.
Oh, my
you'd
God.
You'd be surprised at the pricing. With the pricing of their food and beverage, you'd be surprised. There were four of us. you'd be surprised that four people in 4 hours could hit their minimum on booze and food, and we did it.
Are you serious? What was a plate of nachos, $60?
Yeah, about that.
Oh,
the,
my
now,
God.
Their signature item at Stadium Swim is the lobster corn dog.
How
now,
much?
This sounds like something I want to know if you would eat it, for starters, and I'll tell you how much in a second.
I would, because I do like lobster, but I don't like corn dogs in general. I find them disgusting and phallic, to be honest.
Okay, in a bad way or a good way?
In a bad way. Because you're having to put something in your mouth longitudinally and chomp down on it in a way that looks way too much like sucking a penis. No,
yeah,
not good.
I don't have a problem with that with the corn dog.
What do you eat? Do you eat the corn dog sideways? Do you typewriter it and go alongside?
Nibble it? Yeah, like you would corn. Corn on the cob.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right.
So six, they come in a grouping of six lobster corn dogs at a cost of $180.
Oh, my God. It's outrageous. And they're getting it.
Yes.
Wait until the NFL and college football season when it is still gloriously warm in Vegas. Now, you were out there not when it reached the record 120, but it had to be close.
Yeah, we were 109, I think, was the our high.
And
as a
Minnesotan, how did that sit with you? Was it unbearable?
Well, because I had the cabana, honestly, it was pretty great. So I'd be out, I'd be in the pool, and the pool's keeping you cool. And by the way, and it wasn't ice cold, which I like. I don't want to go from searing hot to ice cold.
Well, how could they keep it ice cold at 120 degrees?
Exactly. Pool was perfectly temperatured. And I kept, and smartly, by the way, the pool, the maximum depth of the pool, it's like 3.5 feet through the whole thing. So, it's not like 9 feet. Nobody's doing side stroke. Nobody's doing laps. You're just lounging in the pool. You can stand.
It's just enough to piss into. Let's be honest.
Well,
let's be honest.
Not, but
you goddamn know well there's a bunch of drunken ass guys and girls who are pissing their pants off in those pools.
Well, here was the breach of etiquette that I witnessed, and you tell me how this is.
Okay.
Guy ate a sandwich in the pool.
It's fine. Did he?
You don't have a problem with that.
Did any of the food drop in the pool?
Well, of course.
Oh, well, then that's... No, you got to be very careful.
Because it's a sandwich.
Was there romaine lettuce floating in the pool afterwards?
Yes. The sandwich he ate, it appeared to be some kind of a Caesar, right? And so there was romaine lettuce, as a matter of fact. And so this was not a contained sandwich, like a ham sandwich, right? Ham, cheese, whatever.
Yeah.
So, flecks and crumbs and stuff like it normally happens in the pool. I think that's a brooch of etiquette.
A brooch or a breach?
Breach. Breach of etiquette.
Yeah. I can understand where some would find it disgusting. Although in Mexico, actually in the Dominican, for our Sunburn Bowl trip, you could order a floating tray of nachos and dip. And it was for six people. And so it came floating. So we sat around this thing and made sure nobody made any big waves to get all the chips wet or to capsize it. But we sat around eating nachos and dip.
Honestly, it sounds pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie.
When you're drunk, it was glorious. So,
all right.
So let's talk about Circa. All right.
Yeah.
Derek Stevens went to Dayton. University of Dayton. I know a guy, Jason Coughlin, who does Wisconsin golf trips. He's gotten to know Derek Stevens because Jason went to Dayton as well. Not quite as old as Derek is, but Derek Stevens, big-time gambler, owned the D downtown, the D Hotel and Casino, a couple others, has built this now downtown casino that's doing great, is really the crown jewel of downtown. And for many of us that, you know, don't have infinity money, downtown is the only place I'm going to be able to stay anymore in Vegas. It's out of control. The prices and the shitty games and the shitty rules. Somebody sent a picture of a triple zero roulette wheel at the Luxor. The fucking Luxor, which is punishment in and of itself to just be inside that fucking building. And they have a roulette game utterly rigged with three green spots on it. Fuck you.
Yep. And they're changing all the odds. The minimums are all going up. The odds are all moving against you.
Yes.
So
thank God. Thank God for downtown. Thank God for Derek Stevens. And the circus, great. Although that's getting pricey and hard to even get into. Somebody had asked me, oh, my friend Armin at the station, who's a big Vegas guy, has been a lot of times. He and I always share Vegas stories from social media people online about what's happening in Vegas. And he sent me a story about how the Mirage is going to be stripped down to nothing, and that the iconic volcano at the Mirage is going to be gone. And he said, well, I just hope they retain, you know, some of the spirit of the Mirage. And I said, I go, Armin, to me, there's only been two things in the last 20 years that have really excited me about Vegas, and two really good ideas, and that is Circa with Stadium Swim and their sports book and the Sphere. That's it. Like, Vegas to me has not blown my skirt up with anything new, wow, pizzazz. I really think it needs a shot, Vegas, a shot in the arm.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe the Sphere is going to be that to some people.
Did you go?
I didn't know.
Why not? Any interest?
If for the right band, I would absolutely love it.
Fish was there. I thought you were a Fish fan.
No, I'm not a jam band guy.
Okay, not a jam band guy.
I don't want to see a bunch of middle-aged dads noodling for, you know, 14 hours.
Listen.
That is not...
Motherfucker, you is one of them middle-aged dads, so get off that high horse.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is certainly true. Okay, you're underestimating the impact that the Mirage had when it was built. It completely changed Las Vegas.
I am not underestimating it. Yes, I'm not underestimating it, but you are correct in pointing this out. Keep going.
Okay. By the way, of note, it closed, I think, 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, and I didn't know this. At the moment they close, by Nevada law, a casino has to pay out all of its rolling jackpots.
Progressives
have to be emptied. And so there's a crush of people that are all rushing in at the end, hoping they're the one who gets that slot machine that's on the, you know, that's been rolling, you know.
It's incredible.
That's been siphoning money for weeks and months and has to pay out.
What an incredible gold rush that must have been.
Yeah, no kidding. I would love to see the stampede and see how people won that.
So, yes, the Mirage when it was built in 87, I want to say.
Yeah, I think that's very close to
it. High-end aspirational resort in Vegas beyond just a hotel and casino, meaning, hey, here's a place to sleep while you come gamble money with us. This was the first dash of class and splash.
Correct. Siegfried and Roy, right? And they had the white tigers that you would in near the lobby that you'd go through. They had the premiere show for that. And that opened up that whole long run of building casinos to attract families. And then that all disappeared after 10, 15 years and left us with Luxor and Excalibur and a bunch of crappy casinos like that. You'll remember MGM at one time had a whole theme park inside it, which they summarily closed like 3 years later. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
So the other big thing that I'm going to mention that I think is that, to me, is always special with Vegas. I think the first Cirque du Soleil show, Mystère, was really special. And the fact that there, you know, there have since been 8 or 9 or 10 of them.
Right.
And that Mystère is still running is remarkable. And I think it changed what we thought of Vegas shows from being crooners and showgirls into something that can only happen in Las Vegas with a, you know, multi-million-dollar set built specifically for this use case.
Yes. My wife and I saw O there, which is a water-based show. So there is people, acrobats diving into very deep pools of water you could barely see at stage level inside the auditorium. And it was incredible. Yeah, that's a very good point. Vegas shows used to be very cringy and musty, and this is what your grandfather went to see.
Right, right. Yeah, we had to learn. I was just old. As soon as I turned 21, my father took me to Vegas, and I got a glimpse of old Vegas, mostly pre-Mirage, and that was the time when there were no... When you went to a show, you were going to go see, I don't know, Dean Martin or something, right? There were no reserved seating, and you had to do the old bit where you would slip the maitre d', tip.
It's like, you know, you had to do the... Yeah, see if you can give me a good table near the front.
Exactly. So yeah, there was. I remember having to polish my skills on palming a $20 bill and finding out where I'm gonna be seated. And that was that. That those days are totally gone now.
Well, see, I've always said that I think there's somehow a way to create a miniaturized 3 or 4 property old school Vegas out far out from the strip somewhere out there with vintage looking casinos, the Palms, the Dunes, the Stardust,
Sahara,
all vintage stuff, strict dress codes, so there's no riffraff families in Crocs and bathing suits waddling obesely through your fucking casino. And it replicates the old school Vegas appearance and experience in a 3 or 4 property environment with all the accompanying restaurants, show areas. You wouldn't stay there for more than a night or two, but you could go out there almost like if it was in Henderson, right? And it's just a little time capsule trapped in amber of what Vegas used to be like during the Rat Pack. And you hire great Rat Pack impersonator singers and bands.
Yes.
Would you be down for that?
Give me Harry Connick as my... as my...
I think Harry Connick is too expensive and too A-list.
He probably is. Yes. Can I go back to Stadium Swim? I got one or two more things on Stadium Swim for you.
Yes, one or two more things on Stadium Swim. I'm almost, by the way, at the baseball stadium. We've gone for 44 minutes. Thank you, Charge, so much. I hope this sounds half decent when it...
I hope it does, too. I was very nervous going in that this is going to be Vegas and it's going to be glitzy. And here I am. I'm a middle-aged guy. Got a little belly on me. That was like, you know, is it going to be all these beautiful people in bikinis?
Are you kidding me?
Speedos and whatever. As it turns out, I was one of the best shaped guys in the pool. It's all guys in worse shape than me.
It's disgusting. Buffet grazers. Welcome to obese America, of which I'm a member. Unfortunately, No.
And so much body hair. God, guys do not take care of the body hair at all. The back hair is so much.
Oh my God. So much back hair.
I felt a little bit affirmed by that. And the last thing I want to mention, when you get the cabana, you get an attendant with your cabana. You actually get two. You get two attendants with your cabana. You get a primary whose day job is the pool, and her night job is at Spearmint Rhino.
Really?
She's your primary attendant. Now,
We spent much of our 4 hours in the cabana debating between ourselves about whether or not our attendant had butt enhancement surgery.
And what was the consensus?
Well, we all felt like it was so unnaturally large for her body that there was a good chance that she did. But we couldn't ask, right?
You could always ask. What's the worst that could happen? You get slapped?
Well, she does see all my food and drink before I see all my food and drink, right?
I know.
Yes.
Well, you ask her on the way out. Once you're done, you're paid your bill. Shit, for $750, she should not only be happy to explain her ass enhancement, you should be able to gently touch the melons and feel how firm they are.
Well, that did not happen, and I'm guessing that would be slightly out of bounds, but, you know, maybe it's a tipping situation.
Again,
speaking of tipping.
For $750, yeah.
So here's your bill comes for $750. And there's a 20% automatic gratuity
on top of the $750 minimum.
Yes.
So it's not even $750 out the door or out the flap of the cabana. It's plus.
Yes.
Fuck.
So now, okay, all right. So now you're at $150 in tip. And then she explains the 20% gratuity is split among everybody who works the pool, including the chefs, the busboys, the runners. And if you want to leave a separate tip for your two attendants, that would be appreciated.
So it's sort of like, hey, that other tip was for everyone else. Now you need to tip me with my Brazilian butt lift.
Exactly. Yep.
So overall, would you recommend Circa?
On a football Sunday, that would be heaven to me. I would pay that on a football Sunday every Sunday if I could afford that. I would do it every single Sunday. To me, that was phenomenal.
Okay, but here's the thing I don't fully understand. I don't know if I would actually enjoy trying to watch a NFL game with my team or a crucial game I've got lots of money on or a fantasy football game that is important to me while cavorting around in the pool. I usually, when I'm watching NFL charts, I'm hunkered down. I'm locked in. I'm on the edge of my fucking couch yelling at Sean Hockley. You stupid fuck, your dad must be absolutely distraught at how shitty of a referee you are. That's how I am.
But here's the thing, though, Zabe. I mean, what if you didn't have to do it professionally? What if you just got to be a fan? And you've got a cabana, so if you ever just want to lock in on your one game, and your cabana's got a TV in it. So if you just want to lock in on your game, you can do that in the cabana, or wander out in the pool. And they got every game is splashed across a multi-thousand, inch TV across the pool.
If
you didn't have to do it professionally, I think it'd be great.
Yeah, probably be pretty cool. So, insanely hot by temperature, but it was survivable as long as you were not outside in the direct heat and had some pool to splash around in.
But I went out in the direct heat a lot because, I'm like, hey, I'm from Minnesota. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to get in the pool. We lather, we applied plenty of sunblocks, you can imagine.
Right. Yeah. I played golf out in Vegas one July in 106, middle of the day. It was not terrible. It was no worse than 95 and humid on the East Coast. And I played I played in 96 and humid on the day after 4th of July this week, so. The 106 and dry was not a big problem. Now, I've not been to the outer reaches of 110, 115, and beyond, which is where people that live in Arizona full-time say, that's what really separates everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same in Minnesota, right? It's negative 30 that separates the people who can take it and the people who can't. And, it's probably a lot of the same things. You see, my dad sent me this. Phoenix, yesterday, at the ground temperature of 160 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, I'd say put your shoes
160.
On.
160.
Don't go barefoot.
Melt your shoes off. No. Yeah. All right, my man.
All right, look, real quick, can you give me 2 seconds on the idiocy of the NFL canceling their most popular podcast around the NFL?
Yeah, I don't understand this. You know, they jettisoned Andrew Siciliano, who I thought was
outstanding,
astounding at his job, both
and he's a friend.
Host of Red Zone. Yep. And then they've got this incredibly popular podcast that's been running for 11 years. That's entertaining. It's informative. It's great for the league.
Good. Thank you.
Had been a huge hit internationally, and now they're just like, "Bah, we're gonna get rid of it. We don't know why. Maybe it was a monetary dispute. I don't know. But how much did you just pay to park?
$5 at Dockhound Stadium. Independent.
Dockhound Stadium.
The Lake Country Dockhounds, independent. I think it's considered low A baseball.
So okay. All right.
So tonight we're doing a promotion charge, in case you didn't know. I just said this before you came on. I'm finally watching the movie Major League. And we're going to watch it on the Jumbotron at the stadium here after the game. Game starts at 6:30.
Awesome.
It lasts 2 hours and 45 minutes on average. Movie's an hour and 40. I was up at 5 a.m. today, did a show live at a golf resort an hour away, and then played client golf for 5 hours and 20 minutes, and I'm now here.
Wow.
To close the podcast, how I opened it, the word is no, and I need to fucking learn it. Right? Say no.
Say no,
people, more often. I should have said no to at least one of these activities. I said yes, and here I am parking. But this was a crucial and, I think, exhilarating test of the Roadcast Podcast Network.
Yes.
Which may become a thing. So thank you for your time today, my friend. And that Oculus Quest VR headset is coming your way before 15th of August. How about that? I'll get it as soon as possible. All right. All right, Charge. You're the best. Thank you, pal.
Bye bye.
There you go, Paul Charchian, to close out the Zabecast. All right, for me. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the technical not so greatness of this podcast. My voice is shot. It's going to get more shot talking to listeners as I'm in the game tonight, and I'm going to be working on very little sleep on Wednesday. But fuck it. One day I'll get through it, and then the magic word of no starts getting thrown around left and right. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.